You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Phillies reporter Todd Zalecki. And Todd, September's around the corner, so we're going to talk a little bit about what prospects we may see up with the big league club in September. We're also going to talk about Pete McCannon, who, hey, I think maybe this guy needs some manager of the year consideration. We'll get into that. But first, let's go with the team right now and on Tuesday night, because Jake Thompson struggles again. 9-1 loss to the Chicago White Sox. He's now 1-3, the ERA almost 10 in four starts. And it just doesn't make sense to me, because he was so good in AAA his last 11 starts. He was undefeated, a great ERA. And most people will tell you it's not that big a difference. So what is wrong with Thompson? It seems like maybe confidence, that he's not trusting his stuff. What do you see?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a confidence thing there. I think, you know, Pete McGannon talked to him about it Tuesday night, and he says, you know, this is a 22-year-old kid who's probably up here really trying hard to impress and really trying hard to kind of follow up on that awesome performance he had. You mentioned his last 11 starts in AAA. But, he was billed as a command guy. You know, it's not like he throws 96, 97. He's 92-ish, 91, 92-ish with his fastball. Bill is a guy that, you know, can kind of paint the corners a little bit. And so far, he really has not done that at all. We have not yet seen that pitcher. A lot of first pitch balls, a lot of pitches up in the strike zone. And that's really kind of told the whole story. I mean, I think of the 20 innings he has started so far this season, the 25 batters he faced on Tuesday night, he only threw first pitch strikes to 11 of those batters. And I think six of the 20 innings he started, he retired the side. So he's been putting a lot of batters on base. And it is very, very surprising. I got to think, despite what he says, that his confidence is a little shaken right now, and that he is pressing a lot. And I know Pete McCannon is concerned about that, because he does not want to sing a snowball. And then you kind of maybe lose him mentally for a little while, and you have to build him back up.
Especially when he was pitching so well before the call-up, that you definitely got to be careful there. But hopefully he can get things turned around and get that confidence. And like you said, you know, throw strikes, trust the stuff, we'll see. So that's the bad news. The good news on this team, and what's been good news really for a couple of months now, is Cesar Hernandez has been really unbelievable for the Phillies. Since I guess he was benched briefly by McCannon, he's been hitting .359 over the last 50 games, six doubles, five triples, a couple of home runs. He's doing it all. When you look at this team long term, though, it seems like there's probably not a starting role for this guy in the long term. If Crawford ends up coming up and becoming the shortstop, and you're probably going to have to fill second base and move over to that spot. So does Hernandez end up being, I mean, when you look at this team long term and his role, could he just be that super utility star type guy, a guy that you can put all around and is going to contribute every night?
You know, I kind of do still. And the only reason why I say that is because he has been so inconsistent in his career. When he gets hot, he gets really, really hot. He had a similar streak last season, but then there's other stretches where he's hitting 200 with an OPS in the 500s, and the other knock on him is that he makes a lot of mental mistakes on the bases and in the field. He'll kind of get caught napping every once in a while and get picked off first base. So those things have kind of put him in a different position, because I think if he had been a more heady player from the beginning of his career, maybe a lot of people will be looking at him as, you know, the lockdown for sure Phillies second baseman. But and he still could be, if he continues to hit like he has hit. I mean, you can't keep a guy that's hitting over 300, 350 out of the lineup, no matter how many mental mistakes he makes on the field. But assuming that he's going to come back to earth at some point, I still think a possible situation in the future, at least once J.P. Crawford gets called up to play shortstop, is Freddy Galvis could get a bulk of the playing time at second base. Now, he's not hitting as well as Cesar Hernandez, but the coaches absolutely love him. He's got a lot more power than Cesar, and defensively, he's brilliant. He would be an upgrade defensively over Cesar Hernandez. And then, of course, the Phillies have some second basemen coming up to the system. Jesmiel Valentin in AAA, Scott Kingery In Double A, he was a high draft pick last year, so they have some options going forward. So certainly Cesar is putting himself in a better position, but he really does need to keep up this play, I think, to get that position locked up going forward.
All right, how about Pete McKinnon for Manager of the Year? Now, before we get into it, he's not going to win Manager of the Year. I understand that. He's not going to win it. So I'm not saying that, hey, give him the award. I'm just saying, hey, let's give him some votes, because look at this Phillies team. Look at the roster. I thought they'd be right there with the Braves, really, towards the bottom of the standings, the Reds, you know, the teams you knew were really rebuilding. But from day one, this Phillies team has competed and been better than that. Obviously, they got off to the tremendous start. They've had their rough times, and they're not a good baseball team, but he's kept them playing, in my opinion, to the highest point of their abilities. I mean, they've played up all season long, and I think he deserves some credit.
Yeah, I agree with you. Remember the way the season started for the Phillies. Actually, even just go back to spring training, expectations for this team were so low. A lot of people were saying, you know, the Phillies could have back-to-back first-round draft picks. And then the first four games of the season, they were 0-4. I think the bullpen blew, like, two or three leads late in the game. The offense didn't look good. The bullpen looked terrible. And, you know, right away, a lot of the national media was saying, you know, this is ridiculous, this Phillies team. I mean, they're going to just be flat-out awful. But Pete, I think his positivity, his kind of easygoing nature has really kind of helped this team go. And I also think, quite frankly, it hasn't really been talked about, because a lot of people talk about his personality and the benefits it has on a young team like this. But I think he's made some pretty good moves in terms of how he's handled the pitching staff, how he's handled the lineup, how he's handled, you know, he took an iconic player in Ryan Howard, moved him to the bench, and Howard has remained a very productive, especially lately, player and a very positive player in that clubhouse. Now, you take a different manager and do that without necessarily any tact, and that could have really blown up in his face, and that could have been a problem. So, you know, I think Pete has done well in a lot of different areas. And you're right, he's not going to win manager there, but I think certainly if you really look at it, he deserves some consideration to at least be in that conversation for managers that have done a very good job this season and managers that have, you know, had their team playing better than they probably should have been playing.
All right, when you have a team like the Phillies that's rebuilding, September can become interesting and exciting because of the young players you get to see come up. Now, one thing that's going to affect the Phillies, I guess, Todd, is that Reading has the best record in the Eastern League. Lehigh Valley leads the wild card standings in the International League. And I would think you want to get these guys some experience playing in a postseason, whether it's the minor leagues or not. So maybe the guys stick around in the minors a little longer. But let's go through some of their better prospects. You tell me what you think, when we'll see them, if we'll see these players. Starting with Lehigh Valley and Nick Williams. Is he going to get up to Philadelphia before the end of the year?
I tell you what, Tim, I really thought a couple weeks ago, three, 4 weeks ago, that he was almost a lock. But if you look at his numbers right now, he has really been struggling lately. For about at least a month, he has really, really struggled. He is not on the 40-man roster right now. And for that reason, I tend to think they might just stick with him in AAA to go through the playoffs and then just send him home for the offseason and have him start fresh right now. So I'm not saying that, you know, if I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say like a 65% chance that he is not promoted once the Lehigh Valley season ends.
All right, and J.P. Crawford, obviously the team's number one prospect, but his numbers don't jump out either. 257 on the season across the two levels, Double A and Triple A. And really, the numbers are pretty even at both levels. I feel like you're leaning the same way, right, that Crawford won't end up in Philly?
Yeah, in fact, I would even lean stronger in the no direction. In fact, I would be, I don't want to say stunned, but I would be very surprised if he is called up. And the reason for that is, 40-man roster implications, if they would add him right now, they have so many prospects they want to protect for the Rule 5 draft. If they take up a roster spot, a 40-man roster spot was right now with J.P. Crawford, they could potentially lose another prospect in the Rule 5 draft. And J.P. Crawford does not have to be protected yet. So I really think unless he was playing just ridiculously well, I just don't think he had a chance to get called up, but certainly his play has not warranted it. And then when you look at the bigger picture, like I said, the Rule 5 stuff, I would say like a 98% chance he does not get called up. Again, very, very, very surprised if he would see time in the big leagues before the end of the year.
All right, and Redding has been so good this year, and there's prospects there, but that's the leap from AA to the big league, so you wonder about that. So now I know if the Phillies were in a pennant race, if it was a major league team that was in a race, I would think Roman Quinn would maybe be a lock just because you could have this guy come up and just steal bases. But when you look at that Redding team, any guys down there? You know, there's Quinn, there's Alfaro, there's the Cousins, the big slugger. Any of those guys make their way to Philly?
You know, I still think Quinn has a good shot, and okay. I still think Alfaro has a good shot because, again, going back to that Rule 5 stuff, they're already on the 40-man roster. So if you call them up for the last month of the season, it doesn't really affect your future decision-making in terms of who to protect, who not to protect. So for that reason, I think, you know, you could see Alfaro brought up as a third catcher, and I think you could see Quinn come up just to get a little bit of experience, and which would be great for Roman. You know, the guy gets hurt so often, and every time he seems to get on a roll, he's been getting hurt, but he's healthy, he's playing again, and I think for that reason, and again, most importantly, both of those guys are on the 40-man roster. I think they have a much better shot than Williams, and definitely a much better shot than J.P. Crawford.
All right, in a perfect world, they go, they win an Eastern League title, and then come up and finish things off in Philadelphia. We will certainly see. Great stuff, Todd. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Phillies edition. For Todd Zielecki, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.